Today on Gardening in a Minute, Living Christmas Trees. Living Christmas trees create memories that last a lifetime, that can be enjoyed indoors during the holidays and outdoors in the landscape throughout the year. Select from a variety of living trees that are suited for Florida, including red cedar, Arizona cypress, sand pine, and in South Florida, Norfolk Island pine. Think beyond the holidays by selecting a tree whose mature size will work in your landscape. While it's inside, keep your tree moist but not flooded and in a brightly lit area. Remember that an extended indoor stay could harm the tree. Once your tree has been planted in the landscape, you can decorate it every holiday season with yard-brightening tinsel, ornaments, and outdoor lights. Make holiday memories last by adding a living tree to your landscape. For more information about Christmas trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, preparing the landscape for cold weather. For many Floridians, winter means freezes. Proper planning and care can make the difference between life and death in the landscape. Be ready to move tender potted plants to warmer sheltered areas, like the garage or enclosed patio. Check your inventory of plant covers and frost blankets so that you'll be prepared when the time comes. Don't fertilize cold-sensitive plants in the late fall or during the winter. They'll add new growth, which is especially susceptible to cold injury. Proper care throughout the year will give your plants an edge in cold weather. Plants tolerate cold temperatures better and recover from injury faster when they're healthy. If your plants are damaged by the cold, don't be too hasty to prune away the damage. Just wait for spring. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garlands. Garlands are a wonderful holiday tradition brought by early settlers and date back as far as Greek and Roman times. Ropes of garland can be made from evergreen trees like pine, spruce, and cedar. Evergreen material is relatively easy to work with, as it's quite pliable. Cut branches in lengths of 6 to 12 inches long, overlap the branches, and attach them using twine or wire. Decorate your garland with pine cones, acorns, and dried flowers. Add some ribbons or bows, or even hang lights and ornaments from it, just as you do on the tree. Take a walk in the woods and find various species of evergreen to add interest, texture, and variety. Use your own imagination and bring some of nature's beauty home for the holidays. For more information about garlands and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, gifts from the garden. The garden is a convenient source of thoughtful, personal holiday gifts. Gifts from the garden fall into three main categories: flowers, food, and decorations. From your flower garden, make beautiful cut flower bouquets and arrange them with seasonal foliage. Or press the blooms, matting and framing them, or using them to make beautiful note cards. If you start early enough, you can preserve or can fruits and vegetables from your summer or fall harvest. There's nothing like a gift of someone's favorite food during a time of year when it's not normally available. Or make pickles, jams, or chutneys. Crafty gardeners can make functional folk art from foliage and other garden finds. Try your hand at creating wreaths from evergreen boughs and berries, or making birdhouses from gourds. For more information about gifts from the garden, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, mistletoe. Mistletoe has been used as a Yuletide decoration for centuries. The dark green oval-shaped leaves and white berries of this plant symbolize peace and love. One common mistletoe custom is to hang a branch with white berries as a subtle challenge to kiss the unsuspecting person who stands beneath it. But mistletoe is poisonous if eaten, so be careful with your holiday decorating. Its danger also extends to the tree host. It robs the tree of water and nutrients by being a parasite, which lives in the tops of trees. Look for clumps of green in your deciduous trees. Mistletoe can often be found in mature laurel and water oaks and other hardwood trees. By harvesting mistletoe, you can combine a holiday decorating activity with keeping your trees healthy. For more information about mistletoe and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.